From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. A new study is raising concerns about the fairness of mortgage lending. It shows that African Americans are more than twice as likely as whites to wind up in the more expensive subprime mortgage market. NPR's Audie Cornish has details.
The new information comes from a law requiring the lenders to flag accounts in which they charge more than 3 percentage points above the prime interest rate. Higher-priced or subprime loans were designed to give people with poor credit history or other problems a chance at home ownership. It means putting more money down or, more likely, paying a higher interest rate. And the odds of paying that higher rate grow considerably for some, according to John Taylor, head of the National Community Reinvestment Coalition.
If you're white and you go into a financial institution, the overwhelming odds are that you will get a prime or the best quality loan that's available, which means 90% of all whites would get that kind of loan. If you're African American, you have a 300% better chance of ending up with a high-cost loan.
Lenders say they use a colorblind system, and the factors they use to approve a loan, such as credit scores, employment history, or overall debt, were not part of the review. Poor ratings in these areas also disproportionately affect minorities. But housing advocacy groups say the outcomes in today's market cannot be explained by credit histories alone. Again, John Taylor.
You have lenders who, mainstream financial institutions, like the big banks, who they, for the most part, offered the prime loans. Well, they've moved out of a lot of the low-income and minority neighborhoods, and replacing them are primarily subprime units or subprime lenders.
So according to the Reinvestment Coalition, there are black and Latino borrowers who would qualify for prime rates, and they often don't get the best rates because they walk into lenders who offer nothing but subprime loans. Higher-priced loans are more profitable for banks and lenders who, in some cases, give brokers incentives to lend them.
As long as there's a lending institution that will pay them more to bring in a subprime loan, regardless of the credit history of the borrower, they will bring those loans in because they personally will make more money.
Minorities must learn to go outside of their own neighborhoods and be more aggressive in comparing rates, according to Taylor and other consumer advocates. Detailed information about subprime borrowers has not been available until now. Taylor says it's now possible to get a better picture of how the industry is treating various groups. This fall, the Federal Reserve will issue its own report, as well as in-depth studies on the practices of each of the lending institutions. Audie Cornish, NPR News, Washington.